So now we are still on Vav Amud Beis, this monster Amud, but we're nearing the bottom here. We are holding 6 lines up from the bottom at the two dots. It's the fifth Memra, Amr of Chelba, Amr of Buna. Again, essentially unrelated, but just you know the Memra from those people, so here it comes. It says, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Yiras Shamayim, anyone who has fear of heaven, Yiras Shamayim, I guess in the full sense of the word, Devarav Nishmoin. Like, I guess it's a fringe benefit. I don't know why this is so central, necessarily. I mean, I could give an answer, but I don't know really the answer. That you will have, his words will be listened to. I don't understand the Indian of why that's so heavy. Like, in other words, what's bothering me is, like, the Yiras Hashem is like the top, that's what it's all about, as we'll see later on in the sugya. So like, oh, and as a bonus prize, also people listen to you. I'm like, I don't get exactly the message of the Gemara in depth, sorry to tell you. But in any case, it says that his words we listen to. Shnei Amar, the Pasuk says, this is from the penultimate Pasuk there in Koheles, everyone knows it. Sof Davar Kol Nishma, like at the end of the matter, like when all has been heard, I think that's how they translate it. Right? Kol Nishma, after all has been heard, I think that's what it translates that. Es Elokim Yira, you should fear Hashem, the Gomer. The Pasuk says, "Ve'es mitzvosav shemor," and keep his commandments. Why? Kizek kol adam. That's the Pasuk. So you see, it said, "So tavar kol nishma." If you're kol nishma, everything will be heard. Nishma is like a nifal, is a passive. Someone should say tishma, just like yira Hashem. So like it should be like they should listen. But okay, that's the drasha. In any case. The drush is Hakol Nishbi Nishma, everything will be heard from Es Elokim Yira, the guy who fears Hashem. That's the drush. So now, the Pasuk, I spoke out the whole Pasuk, because I wanted to say the next words of the Gemara says, Umay, what does it mean when it says Kizek Kol Adam? This is all the man. This is everything. This Kizek Kol Adam, this is all of humanity, something like that. It's like an ambiguous phrase. What does it mean that a person who is Yirei Hashem and Shomer is mitzvos is a Zek Kol Ha'adam? What does that mean? He's all of humanity, something like that. So we have three answers. First one is this. Amr V'Lazar, or Amr Kadosh Baruch. This is the pshat. Kola Olam Kulo, when Shlomo Melech said this is Zek Kol Ha'adam, what he means is speaking for Hashem, so to speak, saying that Kol Adam Kulo, the whole world, Lo Nivra, was not created Ela Bishvil Zeh, except for this, for the sake of this person. In other words, essentially, though this reminds of quite a famous Midrash. It's right in the beginning of the Tanchuma, but Rashi brings it from Midrash Rabbah in the beginning of Parshas Vayesha. There, the context is he's talking about the genealogy, and he's speaking. He gives a mashal. He says, like, a person looking through sand for a pearl. He finally finds a pearl, takes a pearl, and throws away the sand. And he's talking about going to different generations in search of Avram, and, like, the generations. The Rashi there, alluding to it for that reason. The point is, like, the Midrash, at least this is how I'm sort of hearing the words here, it's like, once Hashem finds someone who's a Yirei Hashem, like, nothing else matters at all. Like, everyone else is just, like, goes in the dump. You know, the course of human history is there for individuals to achieve Yiras. You're a Shemaim, and those who don't, like, as if, like, who needed them anyways. They just were just, like, part of the, you know, 6.8 billion that didn't make it. So, that's a heavy board. So that's the first approach. Again, so it says, Lo Nivra Ela Bishvil Zeh. The whole world was not created except for this guy, like, for the sake of this guy. That's approach number one. Approach number two is not so severe. Rav Abba Bar Kana Amar, Shakul Zeh, this guy is Shakul, he's like equally weighted, Keneged Kol Olam Kulo, against everybody else. In other words, the first approach was, everyone else who doesn't achieve Yiras Shamayim is like worthless, and like, throw him out, and like, the world didn't need him at all. The second approach is, everyone's worth something, but like, all they're worth together only amounts to this one guy who is real Yiras Hashem. Like, so they have some worth, but it's, I don't know, it's a minimus, it's minuscule, but at least it's something. Better than nothing. And the third shot is Reb Shimon Azay Omer, Vamrila Reb Shimon Ben Zoma Omer, Kol Olam Kulo Lo Nivra Ela Litzavo Zeh. The whole world was only created to, like, escort this guy, to accompany this guy. Meaning that it's somewhere in the middle, I guess. Saying that everyone has value, but their value is because they're functioning to aid this person. This reminds you of, like, this reminds me of the Gemara there, and the probably the base of Avodah Zarah that everyone speaks about at Sukkah, about, you know, all the people coming. Hashem says, you know, hold the Sefer Torah, and his chest says, whoever, you know, come get your schar, and the Umos Olam come, and they say, we want them, we can get it. It's not fair, we can get a chance. And they, you know the Gemara I'm talking about. That's what Gemara comes to mind when I read this. I don't know if I didn't see anyone mention it, but that's the idea that Hashem says, they say, you know, everything we did is only for the sake of this guy, for the people learning Torah. And Hashem didn't say that's a lie. He said, yeah, but you're idiots. You didn't have the right kavanah, and you didn't. Summing up the long story short. So that's the point. Like, the whole world is significant because someone's got to do everything to make sure the world functions for these few guys, this guy who has the Yerushalayim. So that gives everyone value, just that their value is contingent on him, if you will. It's like a second... Like Chabad literature, you'll see, and like Hasidic literature, like a lot, you'll see like this. Like there's the tzaddikim, and then there's everyone else there to support the tzaddikim. Like that's like along this line, I guess. Like we're all important, but like then there's like the really important people, and then we're like the, you know, the support team for him, which gives us our importance, because without us he wouldn't make it. Something like that. So you have three approaches in what it means to call them. Either way, one thing is for sure, you see that Yerushalayim and Shmiras Mitzvahs is where it's at. Okay, well, that's the message, obviously, right? Okay, very good.